CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand for your convenience.
Demanding it be on.
Oh, God, hit me knee. Today's show, we were talking about doing it up against a wall.
No, yeah, but no, that's not what the whole show was about.
No, but that's what we're going to be starting off with. So that's what that was at the beginning of the show, a lot of that stuff.
It's been a constant debate throughout the day.
The stuff that partners can do in the movies that doesn't work out in real life practically, you sort of go, wow, we could do this better somewhere else sort of thing. It's just a little bit of a, I mean, maybe when you're like 18 or something, but it's just a bit like, once you're old enough, you've learned that that doesn't work and you try it in other ways that probably work better.
Mm.
And you've been asking people off the air and it's just your friends, by the sounds of it, that still stick with the up-against-the-wall technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No comment from me.
Why not?
Because then we're going to go down this rabbit hole again and we just keep going back in it. And then I'm just like, I just don't understand.
But you've been researching through the entire show. You're not going to share any of the data with us?
I have pretty much... males that we've spoken to throughout the day have been like, nah, and all the females have been like, yes.
Yeah, but all the females are just your friendship group.
Yeah, true. Yeah, very true. Very true.
It's not accurate. You've got to get different groups of people for accurate research. That's one thing I learned at uni in my,
okay, so we
in
need
my bridging
more.
Course.
We need, okay. Cute. Okay, so we need to take this further then. Is that what you're
take
saying?
Take it to the streets.
Take it to the streets.
Vox pop.
I'll go out and just get a like physical poll. Okay, which one? Yay or nay?
Yeah. So that was discussed heavily in the first hour, a lot
and
of that stuff.
And then none of it, because we can't.
We sort of keep the naughty stuff for 6 to 7, so that's when you really want to join
us. It's also the first thing that you listen to during
on demand,
this on-demand.
So it's really all
so
for
you can pretty much just stop after like the first little bit.
No, don't. Keep listening.
No, because at the very end it comes back.
Does it?
Sometimes after 9.
It didn't today, though, did it?
No.
So tune out after
what about our outro of the poddy? It might come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, listen the whole way through, players.
And you can skip any bits that are a bit boring anyway.
Yeah,
it's on demand.
Yeah,
it's all at your convenience.
Another win in something. Just skip, skip, skip.
Friday Live with Zach Weeks. Well, that, I don't know, there wasn't any feelings going on or anything.
Oh, my God, stop it.
There wasn't any awkwardness or anything.
Well, he didn't know what you had said this morning.
No, but you did.
No, I didn't say what
so
you
was
said.
No, but you knew what I said. So was it just in the back of your mind there while he's there with his little
he's
grin?
He's like my brother.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, sure. But, yeah, well, it's all contained within this episode. That's about it, really.
Actually, though, Zach's song, there's a juicy story behind it.
Mm.
A very juicy story. Very, very emotional.
Yeah, and
he doesn't
know her tax file number, though.
No, he doesn't, which is devastating for us, especially during tax time.
But there is... exactly. There is,
oh, my God, why can't I do this funny when we're actually live?
That's what I say. Stop saying off air. At least this one's recorded for the six people.
I just don't have that pressure on me. Like, don't say something you shouldn't
say. Well, see, that's just cowardice.
Oh, my God, that was so good. You laughed so hard just then.
Yeah, look forward to the show.
That's made my day.
Here's the show, and we'll be back at the other end of the show. Let's try this button. Oi!
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam. I feel like the broken button has just become a part of the show this week. And I don't know what I'm going to do without that extra push in the morning.
I think you'd feel differently if you were on this side of the desk.
Yeah, probably. But I listened back yesterday and I was like, actually, it's pretty entertaining. I was like, oh, get that button, boy.
I think it's going to be a screen clicky with the mousey type of fancy Friday today. What do you got on there that's a little bit fancy?
I've got a full-on dress on today. Not that I've done my hair, my shoes, my makeup, or my tan, but I've got the dress on. It's kind of like wetsuit material, long sleeve, off the shoulder, very tight.
So you can just jump in the water, have a dip.
Well,
and it
feel
works
it.
Fine.
I'll just like hand over my arm there. See what I mean? It's kind of like that wetsuit. Like I'm stuck in it.
Does it give you electric shocks?
No, but it does keep you warm on a cool morning like this morning. Besides my empty bare shoulders and my bare chest, but the rest of me is pretty warm.
What would you say that is? Some kind of nylon?
Yeah, something. I don't know. I have to look at the tag to be honest.
Well, I've just got a shirt and a suit because
It gets pretty simple with men's fanciness.
Yeah, honestly, FOMO. FOMO. I wish it was that simple for girls.
Do have the Peaky Blinders hat, don't you worry. I am in fashion.
Yeah, you are. Looking those, smart, ads.
Those
looking
hats are
smart.
Trendy. Friday Live with Zach Weeks. Can't
oh
go wrong
God.
With Zach.
Oh, my God. Do you reckon Zach's going to dress up?
Well, he better. Are you still cool? Time to message him. Don't
last,
forget to dress fancy.
Last time he was in, I asked him if he would pee on my feet.
Yeah,
remember
so
that?
What are you going to ask him this time?
Don't know.
For love?
No.
Because you've been a bit squiggly off the air. You've just been a bit
I'm
like, oh,
up,
I need
Adam.
A boy.
It's been a while.
So
it's been a while. I don't just
Zach?
Sleep with anyone. No, Zach and I are like really good friends.
Yeah, but I don't know, this week.
Why are you looking at me like
it's a,
that?
It's a boundary crossing kind of week for you, I think. Just the way she's been talking
boundaries
off here.
Boundaries are not being crossed this week. No.
What about
Zach
this
and I are good friends.
This weekend, are you going to see a boy or...?
No.
For the sake of the show?
For the sake of the show, probably not.
You're
no.
distracted.
Oh, on that note, though.
Oh, she's attracted.
Oh,
there it goes.
No, on that note, I put that anonymous question box up on my Instagram because I actually wanted to test it out so that we could do it for our show Instagram account, like the CFM one. So I was just working that out to see how it would go. Oh, some of the questions are pretty funny. One of them was like, one night stands, question mark. And I was like, well, where's the question? What are you, like, what question... What do you want me to answer?
Do you have one night stands,
and
I would
then,
say.
And then they've come back and they've gone, yeah, are you, like, you know, are you keen on one night stands? And I'm like, I think this is the same person that's sliding into my DMs going, hey, what's your Snapchat?
Oh, who's that? Is that anonymous too?
Oh, I'll leave them as anonymous. But I put that up as a thing, like someone asked, what's your favourite pickup, worst pickup line? And I was like, a pickup line? Love them all. Go for gold. The worst thing is when they don't talk to you at all. They know nothing about you. You've never spoken. And then they just go, hey, 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 hey. And then, hey, what's your Snapchat?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, please, I'm not 10.
They must learn that it doesn't work. I don't understand why they don't do that once and then never do it again because that doesn't work.
I
just
don't
saying
know.
Hey a million times. But you know all those anonymous questions that come through from Jerry.
Damn, my nipples are hard.
They have not. Jerry doesn't even know how to use Instagram. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
He's also sick, so I hope he feels better.
Adam and Ari, good morning in excess.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, we'll just wait for you to stop texting.
It's Caden.
Is that what he say?
He's going, OMFG, Adam.
Caden, why are you up so early, mate?
Yeah, but, why he's up so early? Because he's heading out to Smithton.
Off for a bit of a cross later on. There's
yeah,
a bit of a
so there
spoiler.
You go, K-Dog. Didn't forget about that plug.
Caden, so he's outraged by what I said about Zach, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Caden, you don't understand what's been going on off air here.
What do you mean?
Obsessing over what I do in the bedroom. That's when you know she really needs, you know, some loving.
Oh, actually, I did call Caden last night and I was like,
just
oi,
obsessing.
I'm actually shook.
Has he used sauce in the bedroom?
No, he hasn't.
Of course he
and
hasn't.
Then I was like, why are we all friends?
It happens in films. It doesn't happen in real life except you.
Well, where do you think they get those ideas from?
A writer in a boardroom.
A real life.
Yeah, obsessing over what I do in the bedroom. You know that the level's starting to be reached of, oh, Ari needs a boy this weekend, otherwise.
I know. The more vocal I am about it, the more you know I'm pent
up. I know.
But today, I don't sleep around.
Today's talk topic's not even up because you're texting boys.
Oh, my God. It's actually not. So sorry, hun.
Ari was a bit late this morning. She rushed in the studio quickly so she could quickly text boys.
I didn't even do that.
So, boys of the coast, please, help me. Help me.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
All right, this might focus your attention.
It won't.
Wishful thinking. Yeah. I'm going you first. All right, ready?
Oh,
ready.
I'm so nervous.
No, get ready.
I'm not ready, ever.
And you listening, as well as you, Caden, because you're listening, see if you can beat Ari. All right, focus now. You've got to be able to get this. Please, Ari, for me, in 5 seconds, name 3 girls' names beginning with the letter J.
Jay, Jackie, Josie, and Jacinta.
She's done it.
You're welcome! Snaps for
nice
me!
Nice work. I don't know if CFM's Jess will be too happy with your choices there, but...
Oh, I honestly didn't even, like, cross my mind, so sorry, Jess.
Wow. Just wow. I mean, I suppose Nathan's on today. I can see, you know,
yeah.
you're ultra-focused on today's radio shows. That's why. You know, you're thinking Nathan, not Jess. Jess isn't on Fridays.
All righty, Adam. Are you ready for your question?
So
here
ready.
We go. Hopefully, the coast beats you on this one. In 5 seconds, Adam, name 3 swimming pool toys.
Oh, a noodle, a floaty, and one of those rings that blow up. I don't know what they're called. Does it count?
I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. Man, I love swimming in a pool.
What are the rings called? Just floaty rings?
Yeah, I don't know. Like a... Yeah. What are they called?
He's done it with floaty rings.
I don't like peas.
Do you not? They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari, 25 past 6. Yeah, it's like up against a wall. And then you pop your undies up and you go about your day. That only happens in the movies. Just inconvenient.
Sorry, what?
Well, dessert sauces, you know, in the bedroom.
Yes, I know exactly what you just said.
It's the same as up against the wall. It only happens in the films.
What do you mean it only happens in the films?
You'd like to do it up against the wall?
Oh, Adam, we can't have this conversation on air.
Oh, okay. That's good radio. But speaking of films, Avatar, did you see that when it came out?
I haven't seen the new one.
Well, there's no new one out yet.
Oh, it's Avatar, not out yet. When it came out.
Highest grossing film of all time, yeah. 2009. The sequel's coming out in December.
I knew that it was about to come out.
Runtime 3 hours.
Now that is a good movie to go on a date with.
Three hours. James Cameron's had to come out and say, look, guys, it's okay to go pee during the film, blah, 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 because there's a lot of people going, 3 hours, James, what are you doing? Are you going to go see it?
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know if I'll go to the cinema. Not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure. I need to find a date. I want to go watch a few movies at the moment, but I don't want to go solo. Mm. I would, but I'd prefer to go with someone.
Yeah, to me, Avatar, like I watched it when it came out in the cinema. Mm. It was pretty cool, new 3D technology. It was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, I remember that.
But the movie was awful.
You didn't like it?
They're looking for something called unobtainium on another planet, for starters. I mean, come on. There's a room of writers being paid so much money they came up with that. And it's just a rip-off of Pocahontas, but in space. We already had Pocahontas, which was better.
You get so riffed up.
But I think there were a lot of people that at the time,
they
were dazzled by the technology, but then in time started to realise, hang on, that sucked. You know what I mean? So I don't know if...
I watch a lot of movies that aren't great, so I love them all.
I am interested to know if it will gross very high, if many people will go, or whether it will.
And it's also one of those things that's like, well, I mean, it's Avatar. You got to go see it, you know?
Well, like the 3D stuff, like you have to see that in the cinema, yeah, you mean? Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
Like even if it is bad, like you have to go see
it. Well, I think that's probably what helped propel the first one to the highest grossing film of all time. Probably. You had to see it in the theatre sort of thing because of the 3D and all that.
Yeah.
And at the time, people didn't realise it sucked.
Well, now I guess surely you could just watch it in your goggles, your virtual reality goggles.
Yeah, those VR things. People have 3D TVs as well now, more people.
Yeah, so that could also be an option if you're a rich kid.
But I'm interested to know how many people will go and versus how many people have realised since 2009 that Avatar is no good as a movie. That's what I'm curious about.
So. Okay. More curious about your bedroom activities, to be honest.
Well, that's because of what we discussed. Your mind's on one thing this week.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Next up, we're going to play Who Dat. This is your chance, one final chance for the week, to go into the draw for $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and water assessment and a $50 voucher to cut above quality meats. Today we're playing with Daniel John, singer of Silverchair. He recently escaped a full-time jail term. Because he was drink driving and crashed his car and almost hurt another driver as well. But he escaped due to his mental health, apparently. So we're going to celebrate what a bad influence he is by playing Who Dat with his voice. Up next, so look forward to that. Becky Hill on CFM. 19 to 7 on CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast program.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat? Who Dat?
Who Dat? I can't tell the difference.
Yes, for the breakfast program, we're playing Who Dat. If you can pick out Adam who?
Daniel Johns, lead singer of Silverchair.
In an audio lineup of three, then you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats and a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment. And all you need to do is call up and have a guess. 1-300-655-922.
Which of the three clips is who, Ari?
Daniel Johns.
She's done it.
Thank you.
I think the real winner this morning is Ari. Daniel Johns, lead singer of Silverchair, has got a light and fluffy voice. So which of these three is him, eh?
Things that everybody goes through, which is grief and loss, and at some stage we all experience that.
B.
It's the only time where I can be anything that I want.
C.
We all grew up in an era where there were those tragic rock and roll stories.
Ooh, you've got Ooh. A, B or C to choose from. Which one is lead singer of Silverchair, Daniel Johns? We'll go again. Here's A.
Things that everybody goes through, which is grief and loss, and at some stage we all experience that.
B.
It's the only time where I can be anything that I want.
C.
We all grew up in an era where there were those tragic rock and roll stories.
A, B or C, just have a stab. 1-300-655-922, your chance to go into the draw for two prizes. We'll announce the winner of it later today because it's Prize Giving Friday. It's Imagine Dragons on CFM doing the Daniel Johns of Silverchair Challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Hello CFM, who's this?
Good morning.
Who's this?
It's Zach and Andy here. Go and
trade plans. Zach and Andy.
How did you not know that, Adam? And I can't believe you've got a mate today, Zach.
Yeah.
Sweet. What up, Andy?
Hey, Andy.
Nah, he's gone quiet.
What did he say?
Hello.
Hello.
There's only one person there. It's just Zach. He's just pretending.
He's pretending he's got an Andy. Okay.
All right, Zach and imaginary friend Andy. We're gonna run the three clips for you. You tell us which of the three is Daniel Johns. Here's A.
Things that everybody goes through, which is grief and loss, and at some stage we all experience that.
B.
It's the only time where I can be anything that I want.
C.
We all grew up in an era where there were those tragic rock and roll stories.
Come on, fellas, which one's Daniel Johns?
Just a guess, we'll go B.
It's the only time where I can be anything that I want.
They've done it. They've
Your
both done it.
Your imaginary friend really pulled in today. Well done. I can't believe you got it.
Zach and Andy, nice
Sometimes
work.
Sometimes you have a stab in the dark and you really miss.
Clip A was Guy Sebastian. Clip C, Darren Hayes from Savage Garden. Clip B, indeed, Daniel Johns. You're in the draw.
You are in the draw. Hey, quick question while you're there, just because I need to take this to a vote. Saucy Stuff Against the Wall, picked up, yay or nay, really quickly.
Nay.
See, it doesn't happen in greater society, Ari. I'm telling you, it's just you and your mates.
Right, thanks,
you've seen too many. You've seen too many films, Ari, and you think it's real life. You and your mates. The rest of us, we're real people.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Just to be clear, I'm not saying people don't try it. They try it for 20 seconds and then go, this is not worth it. There's easier ways to do this.
Okay.
Let's go do it somewhere else while the window's still there. Well, there's still a chance. Quick. Quick, it's going down. Mary Mary this morning on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. On the phones at 1-300-655-922, we've got Tiff from Studley. How are you this morning, Tiff?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Well, thank you. Missed you, mate.
I know, right? I've been quiet.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know there's a crash on the highway just before Leith heading towards Ulverston. The police and ambulance are on the scene.
Right, police and ambulance on the scene. Just before Leith, was it?
Yeah, just before Leith, as you go up that bit of a hill there.
As you go up the bit
so
of the hill.
So just after Lillico Strait, but before Leith.
Just after Lillico, before Leith, there's a crash. Emergency services on the scene, but be careful around that area. Thanks so much,
Tiff.
Yeah,
one lane's blocked, but the other one's open at the moment.
So. Okay, yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much for the info. Appreciate it,
no
Tiff.
No worries at all. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, you
Tiff.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow, 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 wow.
A pent-up sing-along today.
Oh.
The 8th of July today, we'll have a cotton pick and look.
Was on this what?
A cotton pick and look at it.
Oh, I got cute.
On this day in 1965, Ronald Biggs escaped from England's Wadsworth prison.
Ooh.
He was being held there for his part in the 1963 Great Train Robbery. He then lived as a fugitive for 36 years. He remained on the run from 1965 this day until 2001 when he returned to England for medical treatment.
Oh,
it's the medical treatment that got him in the end.
That's what got him in the end.
People, if you're
healthy.
If you're listening and you're a fugitive, stay healthy.
Stay healthy. And take your vitamins.
And if you're not healthy, do not seek treatment. That's just for the fugitives. Everyone else, please, seek treatment. On this day in 1980, the first ever State of Origin game was played. Queensland won it.
Yeah.
And there's been 40 full series since then, and Queensland's won 22 of them, New South Wales 16, the rest being drawn. There you go. Mm. On this day in 1982, Diet Coke was unveiled in America. You ever had a Diet Coke, a sugar-free Coke?
Yeah, not my favourite, though. Give me all the sugar.
Yeah. And on this day in 2011, Snapchat, at the time called Pickaboo, like Pika, like pitcher.
Yeah.
Spelled a bit different. Pickaboo. Launched in America.
Snapchat, oh, stop. It brings me back to that, hey, what's your Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, cringe.
Those smooth dudes, hey, what's your Snapchat?
Cringe.
Hey, how you going? How's work? How's your day?
What's your Snapchat?
What your Snapchat? XO. Want to be a friend of CFM? With a drooling smiley.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Adam, let's go back to 6 a.m.
Why?
I like this. So much more fun.
Saucy at 6.
Saucy at 6.
We can go back to 6 a.m. on Monday.
Okay.
Then Tuesday, Wednesday. A lot of 6 a.m. starts of the show
it's
ahead,
not
you know.
Long enough.
But we got a huge hour here. All right, Friday Live.
I'm very excited.
Zach Weeks joins us.
He does join us.
Word Sanger.
Pretty good.
It's like the Coast's favourite game.
I do enjoy words.
So there's plenty more.
I love giving away free stuff. $50 voucher to Niche Plants up for grabs. It's prize giving Friday.
Dog news.
I do love dog news. You're right. It is a good hour.
And now we're going to talk about what's your daily fix and how much do you think it costs you. There was a fella who was spending $12,000 a year guzzling 30 cans of Pepsi a day. 30 can of Pepsi.
Yeah, of Pepsi. Why not Coke?
Has he tried Coke or is he from the 1980s when they used to prefer Pepsi for some reason? It's the taste of a new generation. No, it's not. It's Coke. Oh,
yeah, like what?
But actually, even funnier, he cured it by being hypnotised. So that's something we've got to try on this show. Hypnotist in the studio at some
Coach
point.
Coach Katie, get in the studio.
Does she hypnotise?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does.
Your life coach?
Yeah.
Why is she not coming here?
Well, she's in Hobart. Next up, well, she did her event the other day. When she's back, oh, don't worry, I'm on it. Oh, I'm on it. She's in Queensland at the moment.
Can she hypnotise over the phone? It doesn't work like that, does it?
No, let's get her in the studio.
You've got to look into that twirly thing, don't you?
I've got to get her in the studio. It'd be so much fun.
Anyway, we'll talk more about your daily fixes next. But get yours in CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. The phone number as well, 1300 655 922.
I love this song.
She does.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, Ari, what do you need a daily fix of and what do you think it costs to you, brother?
Because it's after 7 o'clock, let's go with coffee.
Oh, so really it's that other thing you need the fix of. That doesn't cost you anything unless...
No, it doesn't.
Unless...
My dignity.
Oh, okay. It could cost money if, you know...
No, that's not my life.
Or medical bills.
Oh,
if it goes wrong.
Again, not my life.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Soy latte, though. I'm a sucker for a barista made, and it's not just buying the soy latte. I like the experience. I like the connection, the communication with the barista and the person who takes my money. Oh, I just love it. I love going out and buying a soy hazelnut latte or a soy latte if the coffee's really good.
And I'm the guy in the line behind you wondering why this person's having a conversation when I want to get to the front of the line and dip my coffee.
No, I don't even have a full conversation. It's just like, I don't know, it's just a good vibe. They're just so lovely and soy, it's like, oh, my heart's so warm.
The soy costs a little bit more as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, so. Oh my God, thanks for being lactose intolerant, body.
But you do a lot of coffees here at work, which doesn't cost as much, right?
Yeah, that doesn't. See, it doesn't taste as good. And it doesn't have that love in it.
Yeah. So obviously getting here around 5:30 a.m. need a coffee, but I just go with the instant downstairs, free. That. But I tell you what, this is a real problem for me at the moment.
Mm.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream. This is my girlfriend's fault. This is not my fault.
Right? Yeah, they're like $9 a tub.
$13.
Oh, okay.
$13 a tub. A few of these.
And they're so small.
A few of these a week.
That, you are kidding
that,
me,
that
right?
That Netflix and chilled flavour has got pretzels in there and peanut butter. Like, they've got me with the saltiness.
Oh, it's, yeah. See, Ben & Jerry's is delicious, but obviously I can't have it.
I don't have that much of a sweet tooth. They figured out how to get
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the salt.
Put some savoury in there. Mm-hmm. Pretzel peanut butter in there. And they've yeah. got me. So if I keep up my average Ben & Jerry tubs at this point, it's going to be $2,366 for the year.
And how about the medical bills? That
and the medical
that?
Bills, exactly. Good point.
Even more.
Vicky's written in, it's like this. If I don't have my coffee, someone may get hurt. I drink at least 15 cups a day.
Sorry, what?
Know where every coffee
nah,
spot
surely
is.
Surely you're having instant. She There's knows, no way you're having...
No, she knows. She said she knows where every coffee spot is, and especially where the good ones are. So she's going to spots
yeah,
as well,
they
though.
They are. They, you know. You, if you know, you know.
Alyssa loves an Airborne Energy fizzy drink.
Ooh.
$55 a month, $660 a year for her.
Well, not too bad.
But Jacinta, she just needs a daily fix of hugs, and they're free. Mm. So, love that.
Dean has gone, perhaps cut down a bit and make your own a lot cheaper. Dean... I get it. I do make mine. Thank you.
Mm, yeah.
It's not the... I'm supporting my locals.
Yeah.
Like, they've gone through such a tough time.
Yeah.
Like, I've got friends that own cafes and stuff, and nothing I love more than going in there and giving them my money.
I think you're a bit of a hero. Turn up the
music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I've got a feeling I'm going to be all right. Call 1-300-655-922. It's about
damn time. Super High and Nika on CFM. We've actually got dog-related news and activities now. All right, Ari, it combines dog news and a bit of TikTok news, actually.
Oh,
so listen
Thank
up.
You.
Listen up. Big time today's. Someone named Audrey, who goes by the name Little Small Duck on TikTok. She's a TikToker and proud dog parent of a mixed-breed rescue pup named Sprout. Sprout is a playful, often goofy dog with plenty of attitude. He also happens to have a surprising favourite toy or emotional support object. Now, I know your dog, Santi, has lots of toys. The first thing that happens, you go over to Ariel's house, is Santi shows you one of her toys. Like, look at this. Look at this.
She brings it to you. She's like, here, darling, this
Check
is
out
for
this.
You.
And it's
look
like, oh, nice, Santi. I wish I had one. But yeah, he takes this emotional support object everywhere. In a hilarious video, Audrey shows off Sprout and his emotional support item. Here's a clip.
In his crate, he has a very comfy bed he loves. And if you look carefully, you will find, stop, his emotional support Oreo wrapper. He will not give it up.
Just a half-torn Oreo wrapper. The Oreo wrapper-loving pup had viewers cracking up. He said, give it back, wrote one viewer. I also have emotional support wrappers in my bed. Another TikToker joke. So another dog bringing wrappers into the bed. Someone else wrote, ma'am, please don't ever take that wrapper away from Sprout.
Oh, no. How cute. Yeah.
Does Santi have any unusual ones? Get attached to like a torn up wrapper or something weird or just
no,
sticks with the toys?
No, just her toys. But she is really good with her toys now. She knows which one's which. So if you go get me your hamburger, she'll go get her hamburger.
Oh, she knows by the word.
She definitely knows.
Yeah, nice, Santi.
Yeah, and a meerkat.
Oh, yeah. Get us the meerkat, and she brings the meerkat. Yeah. All right. She knows a few words. Mm. Well, proud of you, Santa.
I'm so proud of my little girl.
Sprout certainly seems attached to his emotional support Oreo wrapper. Perhaps he never saw this Oreo commercial.
Mom said chocolate is good for dogs, but you can have the rest of my milk.
You know? Oh, my God. I loved that ad. Oh, how cute.
Hey, give us a dial, though, if your dog has a weird emotional support object. 1-300-655-922. We want to hear it. Does your dog like a specific rapper? Tell us.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
As we play Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It's time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our supreme gentleman, will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger, give us a call on 1-300-655-922.
Alrighty, Theo, brother, what you got for us today on a Friday?
Your words for today are super and influence.
Super and influence. Mmm. $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater up for grabs. Super and influence.
Super something something influence. What's the
very
something in the middle?
Very hard not to say the word in the middle, to be honest.
Zach Weeks is in the studio ready for his
don't
Friday
say
Live.
It.
Do you know
I've
what?
Got nothing.
You don't know what it might be?
I've got no idea. I literally have no idea. Ariel's looking at me like I'm about to spoil things.
Do not say it.
I'm not Adam.
Yeah. Oh,
I have done that once or twice.
Burn.
Super something something influence. 1-300-655-922 to play words, Sanger, and potentially beat Zach Weeks too. It's Justin Bieber on C.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
14 minutes to 8 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, the program.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hi, it's Chantel, how are you going?
Chantel! We are fantastic, how are you, Chantel?
Oh, good, I don't really know what the word is, but I thought I'd ring anyway.
Why not? Give it a crack. Call up, say hello, have a crack. Also, do you want to say hello to Friday Live's Zach Weeks? He doesn't have headphones, he can't hear you, but it's the sentiment that counts.
Oh, hi, Zach.
Hey, Chantel.
Oh, wasn't that a nice
cute
moment? All right. Theo will give you the words and we'll see how we go, Chantel.
Awesome. Thanks.
Your words for today are super and influence.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Is it power?
It's not.
No.
Superpower, power, influence. I see what you're thinking, but
nah. Nope, so sorry, hon.
Thanks, Chantel.
Well, don't play that on the radio. Just leave it.
Oh, no, this is live right now.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's not.
Bye.
Bye, Chantel. We're so playing that. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Ella.
Hi, Ella. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, great. Thank you. All right, Theo's going to give you the words for today, okay?
Okay.
Your words for today are super and influence.
What do you think goes in the middle, Ella?
Bad.
The word for my Sanger is bad. Super bad. Bad influence.
Well done, Ella. Have you seen the movie Super Bad?
No.
I hope not. It's not appropriate. But well done. You're in the draw.
Well done, Ella. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Okay, thank you.
No problems. Hang there. I'll grab your phone number.
Friday, live. Showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
CFM's Friday Live. We've got a local champion to show us what they got. Today's champ is Zach Weeks. What's going on? Giggling. I had my headphones in. This
nothing. Ariel just can't keep her mind straight.
No, what'd she say? It's you. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What was said?
Super exciting that Friday Live.
Friday Live, baby. Woo.
Every time Zach comes in here, things happen. People get sick or there's urine on feet.
Yeah, last time you were in here, you got COVID and then I got a throat infection for 2 weeks and Zach recovered faster
then
than me.
No, but then he came in again.
Yeah, I came in again after that.
And I got a flu.
Oh, no. Mm. Stay away. I'm moving next to the window.
Well, now I'm kind of. Should I just leave?
No, do not. Whatever you're about to say, don't say it.
I said, should I leave?
No. Just stay right there and just breathe that away.
Zach is very excited to present us a recording this morning for Friday Live. And you wanted to go with the recording for a specific reason.
Because when I was writing this song, I was like, okay, cool. I'll record it as per normal. Post an acoustic version on all the usual platforms. And then I started fiddling around with all the recording software I had, and I ended up making a full band recording for the first time, and I spent, I think, 12 hours from, I think it was 12 p.m. on a Saturday to 12 a.m. on the Sunday morning at midnight, and I was like, this sounds pretty good. So it's my full, proper recording with a full band as of midnight tonight. Oh, that's just come. It's now on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. So anywhere you want to find my new song, it's on there now.
Right. How exciting. So,
who's playing the band instruments?
Yeah.
Me and myself and
I need to say this. I'm actually a little bit disappointed that you didn't ask Adam to do the drums.
Well, yeah, what is that about?
Adam is so gut right now. We even had a drum kit in this week. You should have seen him.
Well,
oh,
yeah, no,
Element.
I got excited when I saw the drum kit in here this week. But then I was like, oh, you know what? Ariel seemed like she was going pretty well on the drums. So
maybe
we'll get her on the next
my
track.
My head's going
to
explode.
Adam, you might have to wait till Ariel's, her head's deflated from the drums a bit.
Well, that's fine. I taught her everything I know, so it's really...
So really, it's you.
It's me still, even when it's Ari.
My success is still your success.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So this song, what's it about and when did you write it?
Throwing it back, this one. It's about a situation that happened in the end of 2017, and it really is what I would say the defining moment that changed my life's direction over the last 5 years. That pretty much every decision that I made, or every decision I made after that one decision, has been from that one. So if I didn't do that particular thing, I wouldn't have started working at the radio. I wouldn't have went to America a second time. I wouldn't have done this, and this. And I met a lot of people. So it's like sort of looks at everything that I've done and goes, would I have changed everything to change that moment and make the other decision? Basically, back then I made a silly little decision that I wasn't a fan of, but if I did change that decision now, I wouldn't have done all the cool stuff I've done. I probably wouldn't be here hanging out with you guys.
I love that thought process.
And at the same time, there is many, many parts of me that wants to go back and change that decision a lot. And basically, I think it was about five weeks ago, the person that was involved in that decision came back into town and I saw them and my whole brain was like, I need to write a song about this. I've been trying to write a song about this for 5 years and it hasn't been able to come out. So I managed, and I think, I wrote it about 5 weeks ago, wrote it and recorded it all in the 12-hour period, and here it is.
So this is something very deep for you.
Very deep for me.
Very raw.
The person has no idea that it's about them, but they definitely will.
Well, they do now.
Would you like to give out their name and tax file number?
Adam, stop it.
Okay. No?
All of my friends said to me, they were like, oh, what's the song about? And I said, guess. And they all named the person correctly. And they all just go, oh, yeah, I could tell because it says her name in it. I was like, wait, what? Does it? It doesn't.
Okay.
Oh, you got scared.
They got you.
I was like, do I have to re-record the whole thing?
Have you found that since writing this song that you have maybe, like, forgiven yourself or let go of that part, or just been able to get some sort of closure from that decision?
In some ways. I've written three other songs about that particular relationship in my life, but none of them gave that sense of closure for it. This has helped a little bit. It helped me making informed decisions about why I'm holding back things. But I think the song just really lets me know that I'm open about talking about the whole thing with that person if they would like to.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
I've got to be vague.
I'm so ready to hear this song now.
I've got to be so vague because if I say certain things, everyone's going to be like, yep.
Not that person from Squeaking Point.
That's Adam's song.
Can you write a song about that, please?
That's the next song for Friday Live?
Yeah, Adam's song. It's like a new Blink-182 song.
Yes. But today's song, appropriate title for what you talked about, Change Everything, Zach Weeks for Friday Live. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
Zach Weeks for CFM's Friday Live. If you'd like to get involved with Friday Live, head to cfmtaz.com.au and submit yourself. And where can they stream that track, Zachy Bully?
Oh, you can stream it on all streaming platforms at Spotify, Apple Music, like I said, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. Even if you're a SoundCloud rapper, you can find my stuff. But yeah, mainly Spotify, Apple Music. It really does go a long way. I made $5 last month.
Woo!
From all your streams on the coast.
Go, Zach. He's rolling in it.
So just look up Zach Weeks.
And the more you support me on Spotify and Apple Music, the more likely I am to go into those Spotify-created playlists so more people around the world can hear me, which is, that's the goal.
So support your local
Yeah, with Friday Live.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Sup ads.
Not much, we just best crack on. We've got a Winter Escape winner to announce, Chorus King's on the way, birthday book as well. We're going to tell you about the Teddy Bears picnic that's to raise funds for Coins for Kids. It's all coming up. And of course, next, the street team will check in with them. Where will Caden be?
Mitre 10 in Smithden.
Ren is going to be at the Green Room Salad Bar. Head there now, grab the freebies. We'll check in with them next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's 16 minutes past 8.
Run it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
He is out and about in the CFM Cruiser all the way in Smithton this morning. Good morning, K-Dog.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday. That's right. This morning you can catch me at Armour Mitre 10 here in Smithton. And I'm here to remind you about the Mighty Helpful Mitre 10 Community Awards. Enter in-store or online to go in the draw to win a $100 Mitre 10 voucher, which you can spend at your local Mitre 10 store. Now, this morning on board the Cruiser, I have flavoured milk thanks to the team at Better Milk. Your Cripps Master Loaves, baking for Tasmanians since 1878. We've got delicious, fresh, Tassie-made donuts thanks to Vito's Donuts. Your Friends with Benefits key tags and a heap of other goodies here in the CFM show bags. Don't forget, this weekend is Mitre 10's Triple Points Weekend. That's where you can earn 9 points for every $1 spent towards Mighty Rewards. Now, come and see me this morning. I'm at the front of Mitre 10 here in Smithton, 2 Britain's Road. I'll be here for the next 10 minutes with the Coast Best Free Staffer until it's all gone.
He's go, K Dog. Well done. All right, Ren, it's me.
Happy Friday, love. Hey guys, I am here today at the Green Room Salad Bars. If you have your Friends with Benefits key tag with you, don't forget to check out the Green Room Salad Bars, 10% off everything, including winter soups and curries. If you don't have a key tag, grab one from me, from the Green Room, or at 2 Hillcrest Road in Devonport. Of course, on board the Cruiser, I've got Cripps Master Love Baking Bread since 1878. Buy one spud, get one free thanks to the House of Spuds. And I also have the Coins for Kids show bag for only $5, and it contains our coloring in competition, and you can win $100 worth of Crayola merch. How amazing is that? Plus Leafy Originals, Bubbles, CFM sticker, and so much more. I am here today at the Green Room Salad Bars in Devonport.
Go, Ren!
Oh, our street team. Don't you just want to squish their faces?
I do a little.
We've got birthday book next.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday if you're having a birthday today. I want to squish your face. We've got some shout-outs submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're also in the draw for $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. We'll announce the winner of that voucher later in the show today as well for Prize Giving Friday.
A huge happy birthday to Brittany from Sulphur Creek. Happy birthday. Have a great day. Love, Mum and BJ.
Archie Peden from Sprayton. Happy 7th birthday. Have a super day from Hudson and Levi.
Tilly from East Devonport. Happy birthday, Tilly, for Saturday. We love you. From Mum, Dad, Jack and Max.
Stacey from Devonport. Happy birthday, Stacey. We know how much you love your birthday. Love you always. Your best friend.
Oh, Levi from Smithton. Happy 7th birthday for Sunday, Levi. We hope you have the best day. Love from Mum, Dad, Tilly and Raffy.
Greg Harvey from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Greg. Hope you have a great day. Love, Lisa, Jaden, Emily, Aaron, Haley, Anthony, Kurt and Maverick.
And another one for Archie from South Sprayton. Happy 7th birthday, Archie. We hope you have a great day. Lots of love from Mum, John, Bailey, Blake, Braxton, Hudson.
A big squish of the face to all y'all.
Happy birthday.
Got teddy bear news next. This is Harry Styles on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Devonport's hit music station,
107.7 CFM.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Big news, this Sunday the Teddy Bears are having their picnic.
Oh, cute, Adam. Love that tune.
There's two sessions as well. That'll excite you.
So exciting. So, children up to 8 years old, listen up.
Okay, so at the Don Market, the 10th of July, this Sunday, 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. There's games and songs, there's a bear hunt, weather permitting, but it's supposed to be partly cloudy, only slight chance of a shower, so it should happen.
And the picnic's going to be happening inside, provided by Don Market, so, yep. like, no matter what the weather, there'll still be a picnic.
Yep, so bring along your teddy bear, join the fun. It's only a gold coin donation and that money goes to Coins for Kids. So it goes to Cancer Council Tasmania's Kids Can. Stays right here on the northwest coast to help young people affected by cancer. Plus, by the way,
face painting.
Yes. Spoiler alert, there will be face painting. If you want more information, follow Don Market on Facebook.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
20 minutes to 9 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, the program.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
And what a program it is. We're playing Chorus Kings. It is your last chance to be a Chorus King for this week, to be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are indeed local, just like us. All you need to do is sing the rest of the chorus. We'll play the first little snippet. You sing the remainder.
And here is that snippet. What's the next pick? I think there's a lot of words wedged in there, but I know there are a lot of Pink fans.
Enthusiasm
on the northwest coast.
Enthusiasm will get you in the draw.
Near enough is good enough.
Yeah.
That's what my
is it?
That's what my school reports always said. Yeah. He's a good student, but he's got a near enough is good enough attitude. I was like, hey, if I've done the work.
No, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
He doesn't go the extra mile. Well, why should I? I've done what was set out.
No, Adam, no. Off topic, we're playing Chorus Kings.
1300 655 922 if you know the next bit. One cheat code to Chorus Kings, by the way. Google the lyrics.
I'm literally Googling the lyrics right now because I don't even know the words.
1300 655 922. Do Pink proud. If you truly love Pink, prove it. One 1300 655 922. Sing the rest of the song or we're deleting it from the library.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
This is where Adam goes, no correct guesses.
No,
which
one's
means
done
no
it.
One called.
It's too hard.
Too hard.
It's too hard. Here we go again. First word, Lordy. First word, Lordy. One final chance. And if you're someone that struggles to get through on the phones for Chorus Kings, well, this is your opportunity. One more time. We'll go again. One more time. First word, Lordy, 1300 655 922 with the next bit, or I'm deleting it from the library. It'll never be played again.
I'll even accept gibberish. It'll never, on tune.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, it'll never be played on CFM again. I will remove it from the library. Save Pink. It's your chance to save Pink.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Shayla from Devonport is on the phone to save Pink. You like this song, Shayla?
I mean, I don't love it, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a no.
That's a no. Thanks for the polite no.
Yeah. Go, Shayla.
I have played Chorus Kings before, and I thought, look, I'll ring up and save it for you today.
Oh, Shayla.
Thank you.
We love that. Thank you. All right, we'll give you the line. You take it from there, Shayla.
No worries.
What a king already.
Lordy, 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 I can't help but I like to party. It's
the daddy.
It's
the
party.
That is a Chorus King right there.
You are.
Let's check the tape though, just to be sure. Yep. Yep, definitely a Chorus King.
Guys, Shayla, you've saved Pink. The coast will be so thankful.
Woohoo!
Well done, you're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Awesome, thank you.
Hang there, we'll grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Each week right now at CFM, we're giving you the chance to win a winter escape.
Let's kick it.
CFM's Winter Escapes.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love giving away free stuff, especially when it's accommodation.
We have a winner for this week. If you've entered this week, get your phone ready. We're going to call
Whip
the winner.
Whip it out.
Whip that phone out. We are going to give you a call right now.
Hello.
G'day, is this Kevin from Stowport?
Yes, it is.
G'day, mate. It's Adam and Ari calling. We're just calling through for some of the people who have entered Winter Escapes. Just checking your details.
Doing what? What's that?
We just wanted to make sure this was Kevin, this was the right number, because you've entered for Winter Escapes, have you?
No.
Mate, Kevin, I reckon some friend of yours has put your details in and your phone number for CFM's Winter Escapes. Do you know about this competition we're running?
No, I don't.
Well, someone has definitely entered your details.
My partner would have done, I know that much.
Oh, well, I see what's going on here. This is a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I think.
Let me explain it to you, Kevin. This week we're giving people the chance to win two nights of accommodation for two at the Taralea Lodge with complimentary breakfast between 8 and 9am. It's the perfect winter stay and play accommodation. And you've been entered by someone, probably partner, right. I think we figured out.
And we're calling you to let you know that you've also won the accommodation.
Oh, great.
So well done.
Oh, thank you. Can I get her to give you a ring back on this number? I'm driving at the moment.
Yeah, no
problem. Oh, sure. Look, honestly, it's fine.
We just wanted to let you know you've won. You'll get further details from us in a text, but that's it, mate. You've won, and I reckon you'll have to take the person who entered you as well.
Yeah,
it's for
think
two.
You might need to find out. Yeah.
All right, I'll get her to ring this number. Thank you very much.
More than welcome. Congratulations.
Enjoy, Kevin. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye. Good old Kevin. He didn't even know.
Kev.
I think we just made his weekend.
That partner's going to be stoked.
Absolutely. So it's CFM's Winter Escapes. We're doing it this week, all thanks to Upper Burnie Mowers taking outdoor power equipment to the next level, and Deegan Marine taking Tasmania's boating for over 45 years. We'll have another Winter Escape to give out next week.
Woo!
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, welcome to your Friday, Prize Giving Friday as well, so there's lots of goodies and gifts to give out before 10 o'clock on today's show, so stick with us, especially if you're in the draw for any of our competitions. Today we're talking about what do you need a daily fix of and how much do you think it costs you? This was all sparked because there was a supermarket worker who spent more than $12,000 a year on guzzling 30 cans of Pepsi a day, and then he was cured from hypnosis as well. But I said Ben and Jerry's. I've got to nip that habit in the bud because that's expensive. I'm having half a tub a day at the moment, so
that is so much.
Yeah, I know. It's so good.
I know, but don't
start, Ari.
No, you
won't be able to stop.
Mate, I cannot have that much. I have a spoonful and I'm like, no, thank you.
Well, exactly. Don't even have a spoonful because then you'll have the whole tub, Ari.
Well, I'm trying to
protect you. We're asking you on the Facebook pages as well, what's your daily fix? How much do you think it costs? Holly said breathing, and it won't be long before they start charging an arm and leg for it.
Aww.
Exactly, Holly. They already charge us for our tap water. Breathing's next. Breathing and probably love.
Oh,
and then dancing will be banned. Footloose.
Don't be hating on Footloose. That's a good movie. Beck Harris has said Jack Daniels, $4,500 a year. Ooh.
Yes, indeed. A lot of people obviously saying coffee. That's the...
Yeah, coffee is definitely up there. And a lot of people, obviously, you know, there's cheaper ways to drink coffee, instant coffee. I mean, personally, can't do that, but... Each their own.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Keep them coming in, but someone's also said, got to have my daily halo with a picture of the pug halo.
Oh, so cute. Oh, my God, I love it when Halo comes to visit us when we're out and about. I love Halo cuddles.
Mm. Every time we see him, he just says...
He's so happy all the time. I think he knows us now, like... He knows that we're his friends.
He does, yeah. He knows our scent. He knows how.
I think he does.
Sniff us out. Can they sniff well, pugs? There's not much air getting through there.
That's probably why I was like.
Coming up, one for you, Ari Madonna, Material Girl.
Oh,
Imagine,
thank you.
Imagine Dragons on the way. This is Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake, Signs.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on a Prize Giving Friday.
Prize Giving Friday.
We don't give it to you. 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 Come on.
Prize Giving Friday.
Woo!
Thanks everyone for being with us this week. We've had a great time and thanks for participating in our competitions. We're going to give away some prizes for doing so right now.
Thank you, darlings. Okay, a huge congratulations to our Who Dat winner of the week, Belinda.
Belinda, you have a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, and you have a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats now. Good work.
Double parked with those prizes. A huge congratulations to our Word Sanger winner of the week, Ella.
Was Ella today's?
Yeah, I think she was actually.
I remember Ella.
Well done, Ella.
Well done, Ella. You've got yourself $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
A huge congratulations to the Chorus King winner of the week, Jesse from Burnie.
Jesse, have this. $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. There you go.
Delish. Delish. Right, here we go.
I don't think they have anything at Leading Edge Electronics that you can eat.
Yeah, but it's still fun. Everything's delicious, Adam. I'm hungry.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I think that was pretty funny.
It's really not much more to say. I mean, we said it all.
Oh, can we just go back to six again?
On Monday we can.
Just listen to all the demands, just the very start.
Yeah.
Again, just to refresh your memory of how fun we can be sometimes.
Hmm.
How do you reckon the show went out of 10 today?
That's something I got to think about here.
You got to think, okay, I have to think. I'd like to know.
Out of 10.
I got asked in this anonymous thing, what are my thoughts when I listen back to the show.
And so I listen back to every show because I edit the on-demand. So I know. When was the last time you listened back apart from yesterday?
I like to just sometimes.
Jerry specifically said as well, listen back.
I do listen back usually when I'm downstairs.
On the logger.
Yeah, while I do other work.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I just have too much fun listening back and I can't concentrate.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit difficult. And then I don't have that biased opinion anymore. I'm just like, oh my God, that it's either really funny or that was really boring.
Mm.
There's no like medium for me anymore.
But you hadn't listened in ages, had you, before yesterday?
No, it was a little while, yeah. Well, we've had a lot going on.
And what did you think?
I thought yesterday was actually hilarious. And again, I listened during work and I was like cacking myself. I was like, oh, this is dangerous. Probably should like not listen.
Yeah, or not be seen listening to yourself cracking up.
Yeah.
God, I'm good.
Oh my God, well, mainly it's laughing at you, to be honest.
Oh,
but,
is it?
Oh,
cheers,
yeah, you're welcome. You're pretty funny sometimes.
Yeah, so today's, look, I'm just trying to weigh it up against as well in context with the rest of the week's shows.
Okay, here we go, an overall update from the week. Well, Monday I wasn't here, so that doesn't count. Let's go Tuesday to Friday.
Yeah.
Tinder conversations, they were all right. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not as saucy. I really loved the sauce.
Like the actual literal sauce?
I like the rest of the conversations around it.
Sex talk, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
We had drumming in a couple of days.
Oh my God, we did, didn't we? I forgot that happened this week.
Which I think was pretty fun.
That was really fun. I don't know about listening to it.
I think the conversation this morning.
Did it sound alright?
Yeah, I think so. I know that there was I got a message from someone that said it gave her and her kids a big laugh. In the car on the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I actually
forgot to tell you, but she said to tell you that they enjoyed your drumming and it gave them a laugh.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad because honestly, like that was hard work, man. I was stressing out.
Yeah.
I was seriously. There was no practice behind that either. The only practice you got was what you heard live.
Yeah.
So I feel like a professional.
It was pretty good work. But there is something to trying to learn an instrument and going to sleep and then waking up and being able to do it better. Sleep is really good for learning stuff, apparently, I heard in some science podcast once.
Now, you've taught me something. What am I going to teach you?
That's a question. Yeah, I'll be waiting. It was actually...
it was for my present, wasn't it?
I'll
have to wait till your Christmas present.
Unconditional.
Oh, thank you.
So that's what I like
thank
to do.
Thank you. Even more meaning.
I think especially 6 to 7 today was quite a good performance.
That was like tops. That's the best 6 to 7 from this week.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
Definitely. And the 6 to 7 is always the best. So the tradies get the good show.
Yeah, they do. Tradies do get the law.
The tradies and the healthcare workers, I think, is another.
Perfect. That's fine with me.
Big group that's up at that time. So a lot of them going home at that time too.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I enjoy that stuff,
but
history was pretty funny. What day was history really funny? I can't remember, but it was hilarious.
Well, there was the one about the fella that broke into the palace.
That's also, it. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. That was yesterday, I think. And there was John Lennon and Paul McCartney meeting. And we had the audio of that. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. That wasn't as funny.
Was it not?
No.
That was my favourite bit of the week, I think.
Really? Yeah. No.
I got to play a little bit of a song from Team America on Mondays too, because it was the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Independence Day. So I got to play a bit of that.
I was in Hawaii for 4th of July.
Yeah, what happened?
1 year. Oh, it was amazing. It was so much fun.
I was over there for Labor Day, I think, once. So
was it that whole, like, don't wear white after Labor Day?
Yeah.
Is that what they say in the movies?
Something like that, because it's to do, oh yeah, isn't it to do with the season or something?
I don't know. Wouldn't have a clue.
Here you go. You got the headphones on, don't you?
Yeah, I got the headphones.
Have you seen Team America?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't help but play this one.
I probably don't know what you're talking about.
It was 4th of July, Independence Day. Freedom is set free. Zach Weeks. Now there's a hefty f***ing fee. Yeah. And if you don't throw in your bucko five, who will? Freedom costs a bucko five. It's the Trey Parkers from South Park. All these songs are brilliant.
I don't understand. My brain doesn't comprehend how you can watch a movie and then remember details. I don't know what it is. I obviously just sit there in my own little bubble and just enjoy it in the moment and then forget everything that's happened.
Yeah. You don't even remember a Trey Parker song or two from a South Park or a Team America?
No. Nah.
You remember the puppet sex scene in Team America?
Yeah, I do remember that. Oh, damn it. Remember the filthy stuff. No worries.
Anyway, we best leave. It's going on a bit now.
Let's get back to my anonymous questions on Instagram. See ya!